El Nino peaked in November. It's still strong now, however. It is enhancing the subtropical jet stream, and that would be in the southwestern and southern United States. So places like Southern California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia will tend to get more rain than average and more severe weather. That's what happened in Dallas not too long ago. And you get that when you have a strong El Nino. It creates that strong southern jet stream, and you get clashes of air masses and severe weather at times where you wouldn't expect it. Even with a strong El Nino, we are not going to avoid all the cold spells. We are going to get one this weekend. The difference is that this cold spell won't last very long. It's also not as severe, but it's coming from the north or north-northeast. It drops down, then it lifts away in a few days. So we're not looking at 3 weeks of brutally cold weather. We're looking at 3 or 4 or 5 days of relatively cold weather, just below average, but not that much below. And then temperatures go back up. It may be a different story next winter, because right now, models are showing the El Nino fading out in the summer. And then you would go from El Nino to either neutral or perhaps La Nina for next winter. If either of those occur, next winter will definitely not be as mild as this one.